Track 5.
So how can we effectively negotiate? Well, first of all, let me define negotiation. A common definition we could use is that it's any attempt to sway or influence someone else's decisions, thinking or actions. Now, people do this every day. It can be seen when children share toys, when people decide what they're going to eat in an evening, more seriously between businesses and governments, but with varying degrees of success. Some people have a propensity for getting what they want, but others end up the loser in negotiation. The key to great negotiation is knowing what you want out of a negotiation, but then not just making yourself heard. The real winner in negotiation is to listen to the other party. Make sure they feel like they're being heard. It must be remembered that negotiation is a two-way street. It's not the art of manipulation. Any great negotiator can understand the implicit choices the other party is making. We're going to look at these choices more explicitly over the next couple of weeks, as well as covering the negative elements of negotiation. But let's look to some examples of great negotiators and why they were so good. Let's start with Gandhi. Now, he needs no introduction as a person, but as a negotiator? Well, not only did Gandhi manage to build up massive support, he also negotiated change in his own way, a non-confrontational way, as many of the most successful negotiators do.